Welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, as you've heard, as of this afternoon, the United States has a new immigration policy affecting about 800,000 illegal immigrants now in the U.S. While some say it's politically motivated in this election year, what exactly will this announcement mean for those who will now be able to avoid immediate deportation? To discuss that, I'm joined by Susan Reed, supervising attorney for the Michigan Immigrants Rights Center in Kalamazoo. Susan, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Is there any kind of an estimate as to the number of illegal immigrants now living and working in Michigan, and maybe how many of them will likely qualify for this deferred deportation?
You know, there are not great numbers on who would potentially qualify for this deferred action. You know, according to the Department of Homeland Security, it will only be offered to people between the ages of 15 and 30 who came to the U.S. before the age of 16 and have been in the country for 5 years, have no criminal history, and are here today. So I've been scrambling all day for some local numbers on how that would break down, and I just don't have them for you. I'm sorry.
What about the number of illegal immigrants in Michigan? Do we have a general idea of what that number is?
You know, it is hard to say what the total number is.
Would a number like 100,000 be close, you think, or not really?
You know, I think that's, we're closer in that range.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you, this announcement apparently took both opponents and supporters a bit by surprise today. What is your reaction to the president's announcement?
You know, my reaction is a simple one of being happy for the many, many young people who most people would not in any way distinguish from U.S.-born Americans. The many young people, maybe hundreds over the last 10 years, who I've spoken with, who came to the U.S. as very young children, and now their future is just completely stalled. They graduate from our high schools. They want to enroll in college, they want to enroll in military service, but they really can't move forward. There's not a path to citizenship for them within this country, and if they were to depart, they would trigger bars to reentry. Some may be permanent, some may be 10 years. So there isn't a line for them to get in. There's no employment-based, family-based, or humanitarian option for them. So this really represents a humanitarian option that allows them to move forward with their lives.
Now, the administration, at least Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security, said this is not immunity and it's not amnesty. It basically allows for this two-year deferred action that effectively removes the threat of deportation for up to 2 years. That can also be repeatedly extended, and then they can apparently apply for work permits. How would this process lead to potential citizenship?
You know, it's not permanent legal status, and it's not citizenship, and it's not a path to citizenship. It's just a recognition that we've been talking about the DREAM Act for 10 years. It passed the House in the last Congress and came very close to a cloture vote in the Senate. It's had tremendous bipartisan support over the years, although unfortunately many of its sponsors ran away from it in the last kind of go-around. And so this announcement, deferred action, is simply saying, you know, these young people will be the lowest possible priority for deportation, and we are willing to acknowledge that they are here and grant them work authorization.
I mean, how actively is the government pursuing deportations here in Michigan?
Oh, tremendously actively. The administration announced last year that they would consider increased prosecutorial discretion, and there was a slight uptick in the number of cases in which they discovered that people were here undocumented and chose not to prosecute them. Right now, the best numbers on that program, it looks like in about 5% of cases when it's coming to Immigration and Customs Enforcement's attention that someone's here unlawfully, they're choosing to set this case aside as a low priority based on the person having long record, long time living in the U.S., close family ties, no criminal records, some of those issues.
I'm talking to Susan Reed, supervising attorney at the Michigan Immigrants Rights Center. Now, this kind of policy, though, couldn't it lead to families breaking up if someone is acknowledging that they are an illegal immigrant, they're under 30, wouldn't their other family members who are over 30 potentially then be forced to be deported?
Well, there's no guarantee that their other family members who are over 30 don't have status. I see a lot of families where, for example, you know, parents entered on employment-based visas. Those visas maybe took a long time to adjudicate, and in the meantime, some minor children may have aged out of eligibility to be considered derivatives. And so I've seen many cases where the whole family or numerous family members get status, but there's one child, often the oldest child in the family, one or two children left out. So, you know, I think we shouldn't assume that if someone doesn't have status, that means they're part of some large family network of people who don't have status. I've often met the kind of odd man or odd woman out. Would you be putting other undocumented family members at risk? You know, it's a very risky system in terms of contact with the system. So I'm sure there will be many people who will not choose to come out of the shadows for this program.
Well, I guess what contradicts today's announcement is the fact that we're actually seeing record numbers of deportations by the federal government. 2011, over 396,000. We're expecting to see over 400,000 this year. What is behind these numbers, and how much of a spike is it as compared to previous years?
It's pretty significant. The numbers are very high, and for advocates, that's been very disappointing. And so, you know, in terms of the inconsistency, I won't, you know, sort of deny there's an inconsistency. I guess I would say for critics of the administration who would say, you know, well, this is just the president, you know, being incredibly soft on this population of people that maybe they would perceive as don't deserve it. This administration has not been soft on unauthorized immigration, on unauthorized immigrants. This is a very targeted announcement that targets a group of people that there has been broad consensus for a long time deserve the lowest priority for deportation.
You know, a year ago, the administration actually said that the plan was to focus on deporting serious criminals, immigrants who pose threats to public safety and national security, and serious immigration law violators. Is this where the focus has been in the last several years?
You know, there's been tremendous disappointment in the advocacy community about that prosecutorial discretion program. It just has not benefited that many people, and it hasn't really been. You know, certainly my colleagues at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, I think, have taken a hard look at their cases, but they have not concluded that many of them, you know, did not deserve to be pursued or they were not going to expend resources on them. And so I think this announcement today is I guess, a deepening of the commitment that was announced a year ago. And so, you know, those of us who are really advocates for more humane immigration policy see it as a step in the right direction, and we're cautiously optimistic.
Tell me, though, these kinds of illegal immigrants that you're describing, young people that were raised in the U.S., everyone around them might assume they are citizens. How often are they really the ones targeted, though, for deportation, and are they actually then deported, having grown up their whole lives here in the U.S.?
Yes, absolutely, they are every day. They are targeted when they are stopped for some reason while driving a car, when it turns out they don't have an operator's license, which since 2008 in Michigan they haven't been allowed to possess. They're detained by state and local officials. Their fingerprints are taken. ICE is alerted. They're detained and removed every day.
Finally, do you agree with the idea that the illegal immigrants that are now living in this country should have a path to full citizenship, all of them?
Well, certainly not absolutely everyone. I do generally personally support comprehensive immigration reform that includes a path to citizenship. You know, our system is so broken when it comes to the long waits in the family-based immigration system. I mean, just to give you an example, for folks from the Philippines who applied for a brother or sister, today they are processing applications. U.S. citizens who applied for a brother or sister who is a Philippine citizen, they're processing applications from 1989. It is a deeply broken system that tears apart families and really is not in, I think, the economic or social interest of the United States. The system is not responsive to changes in the economy, to supply and demand in the labor market, and there are so many people just trapped in it.
Well, do you agree, though, that we can't just let everybody that wants to come to the country immigrate here? I guess then the question would be, what would you say to those who are attempting to immigrate legally and doesn't allowing all those that are here illegally, it kind of discourage them from pursuing the process, the legal process?
I don't think it discourages anyone from pursuing the legal process because no one envies the situation of someone who doesn't have authorization to work, lives in fear of immigration enforcement every day, takes the lowest paid, most dangerous kind of work there is. So no, I can't see people saying, well, even though I have a legal immigration option, I'm going to choose not to use it and hope to benefit from amnesty someday. That just doesn't ring true with all the people I've seen get through the system both successfully and unsuccessfully. In terms of, you know, what I would say, I think there is certainly a perspective that, yeah, it feels, you know, I see where you're coming from, right? That feels unfair. But I guess I would say that I think migration is just a phenomenon of a global economy, and it's not really something that there's always going to be one permanent solution to. But I think we're really called, as a matter of public policy, to take a look periodically at what has happened in the system and make adjustments and improvements that are pragmatic and humane. And I think, unfortunately, we've taken kind of a dogmatic, moralistic approach and dug in a way that's just not benefiting anyone.
Susan Reed, supervising attorney for the Michigan Immigrants' Rights Center. Susan, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.